It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a...
Josh Cohen, and Home Team.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
Because every day above ground is a good day, it is the Home Team on a Twin Peaks Tuesday. And I'm watching Dean Thomas kind of... It's like shadow boxing, but it's shadow shooting.
Yeah.
I'm watching your form. Is that a jumper?
Yeah, that's my J.
Okay, so you shoot a right-handed jumper?
Yeah.
All right, and you got that elbow tucked in.
Well, it's not all the way tucked in. You know, my shooting coach says don't really be so concerned with tucking it in. As long as it ain't flared out crazy,
Who's your shooting coach?
Don't worry about all that. You know that? I got my shooting coach.
Tina, your shooting coach?
No. Because I'm getting ready for the UFC corporate basketball game.
Really?
Oh.
I thought they got canceled after Jamal Hill tore his Achilles.
No, they got a new one coming out.
All right. It is the Home Team on the ride home in the HOV lane on I-95. It says 4 to 6, and we do the same exact thing. That's the UFC's King of All Media, Dean Thomas, his second and final day of the week.
Yes, my final day of the week.
That makes me
excited.
There you go. She is sassy. She's spicy. She is she's Tiny Tina.
That is me.
Yeah. And Tina found John Anik's hoodie. That he left behind from his podcast, the Anik and Florian podcast. John Anik and brother Jason came in studio with us a couple weeks ago. Friends of mine and coworkers and friends of Dean as well. And so I texted a couple of weeks back and said, you know, you've been talking about it, wanting to come in. Because I went on their podcast for a second time, the betting one.
Yeah.
Anik Squared to talk NFL football.
Yes.
And he said, we got to get in studio with you sometime. So I texted and said, fellas, when are you going to come through? And so they did. And John left his hoodie from the Anik and Florian podcast, which I believe you can buy similar podcasts from their store for that. Anyways, this one was apparently custom made. There's bad words on it. There's cuss words on it. So Tina's like, ooh, look, John Anik left his Elvis scarf.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying?
Tina, I didn't find it.
Flaunting all around with it.
Brian Rowitz, also known as B-Man McLovin, he actually told me, hey, I think one of the Anik brothers left their hoodie here. And I said, where? And I was like, whoa, yes, that's one of theirs.
Why are you...
It's small. It could fit me.
Right.
And if they allow me, I would like to
get it. Hold on, what you trying to say about my boys? How are you going to just call my boys out like that?
I'm saying it won't fit you, but it will fit me. It would fit Josh, probably.
Size-wise.
Size-wise.
She's saying you thick.
No, but she's saying y'all small.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it wasn't going to fit B-Man. It's not going to fit you. It could fit me.
Well, guess what? It's not going to fit you because John Anik said, nope, return to sender. That's right. That's right.
You got to give it back.
I text John Anik and I said, you left your hoodie here. Tina claims she's keeping it. I told her to return it to you. He said, no way, LOL, ! That's a very, actually a very special hoodie. That was made for me by a fan. Please tell her she can keep it until I come back in studio at the very least. Thank you, bro.
Okay.
No. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make a hostage video with that thing.
Oh,
if he want it back.
Ransom?
Yeah, for ransom.
What do you want? Tickets to 300 in exchange?
Something. Something.
That ain't happening.
I'm going to hold a lighter up to it and be like, yo, if you want this thing back, come clean.
Yeah, we want a cheesecake.
Yep.
We want a cheesesteak.
Yep.
We want cheese.
Yup. Hook it up.
Yeah. Here's our demands.
Or this thing is going up in flames.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Tina got super excited because she's like, oh my God.
I said, finders, keepers, losers, keepers.
John Anik's hoodie, finders, keeper. And we're like, you can't, Tina, you can't keep that.
I can't, okay.
Don't belong to you. It's not yours. Finders, keepers, by the way, is not real life. It's not like the law of the world. It's not. But people oftentimes are like, well, I found it. It's my finders, keepers. I'm like, sir, you're 55 years old. There's no legal precedent in America to finders keepers.
So, but we always do that with like these cliche sayings, right? We make them as if it's a universal law.
Right. And you do it when you're six.
Yeah. Like finders keepers. You heard the saying finders keepers, but wait a minute. That doesn't always.
It's only acceptable when you're 6 years old.
Touch kind black, of. No trade back. Frontsies, no backsies. Backsies, no frontsies. There's a whole justice system that's developed by children in a schoolyard.
Yeah.
Right. There used to be a comic strip back in the school newspaper at Towson, where I went to Towson State University. And in the student newspaper, and I don't know who wrote the comic strip, but it was brilliant. It was called like Harvey Richards Lawyer for Children. And basically this lawyer only practiced like the laws of frontsies, no backsies, backsies, no frontsies. So there'd be some kind of dispute. He would come in and settle it.
Oh.
He would come in and argue it. So finders keepers, there's no legal precedent to it. But for Tina, well, that's how things in possession work.
I thought maybe I was going to get lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be like.
Well, you might still
but
get lucky.
I mean, but think about it. But we've always done that, like sticks and stones. But like, you know what? Words can kind of hurt.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt me. No, you say that when the words are hurting you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why you say it.
Yeah.
If the words weren't hurting you, you wouldn't say it. So you're lying.
No, but names will never hurt me, right?
Right, but
you're only saying that if it hurts you.
No, like, but you can say it like if it don't hurt you, because you could be like, hey, listen, you can say what you want, but it don't hurt me.
Right.
Sticks and stones may break
But what
mind.
I'm trying to tell you is any little kid that said that, those words they were being told were hurting
right. Yeah, for sure.
Otherwise, they would ignore it.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're putting the effort forward to go sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
He gonna cry in the car.
What you're saying is, those words are hurting me.
You know what I used
and I'm trying to trick you right now. And I'm gonna go cry in the car. Yep.
You know what I used to always say? And it's when you're like hurt by something. It's like, my mom said, what's the saying?
If you don't have anything nice to say.
Yes, you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I would say that all the time. And that's when I was hurt, obviously. Like,
is that why you're a stupid, dummy idiot?
No.
If you have nothing
no, you're
nice
supposed to say right there.
Yeah. If you have nothing nice to say, well, don't say anything at all.
My mother always said, if you don't have anything nice to say about someone, come sit next to me.
Yeah.
And we could talk bleep about them together.
My mother used to say, we got McDonald's at home. And then we got that old beat up patty.
Take it easy, Eddie Murphy. did she really?
Oh, yep.
We have that at home.
We got that at home. We got that at home.
Because Eddie Murphy did a whole like 15 minutes on little kids, McDonald's, you know, the little McDonald burger, and we got the. But then when you get older, you want that big, thick burger, all that stuff on
it. Yeah, I know.
Which is true.
It's true.
Yeah, all of that's true. Anyway, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, Tina. I checked with Judge Judy. She said not legal.
Oh,
not legally pending. Not legally biting, not the case.
Well, a fan got it for him, so I understand that. And I will keep it safe until he comes back in studio with
us. Finders keepers would apply in a situation like in public. If you were to say find, you know, like a $10 bill on the ground. Unless somebody knew like, ooh, that's my lucky $10 bill. On the back, in pink marker, I have a triangle with the letters, you know, JS inside. And then they go, okay, well, it's yours. You identified it. Otherwise, that's where finders keepers does apply.
Right. But like in this case, like Tina can't be like, well, your name ain't on it. I mean, his name is literally on it.
On the jacket. Right. It's one of one.
Yeah.
It's literally on it. And let's be honest. She really only wants it because it belongs to John Anik.
Well,
and she's a super fan of the UFC.
That is true.
I am a big fan, a super fan. And I love John Anik.
Right.
But
he's a married man. His wife's going, what?
Take it easy.
No, I like his work and he's so good at his job, but it's just a really cool jacket too. And I want to rep his
podcast. It's a hoodie. Now she's nervous.
It's a jacket, hoodie, same thing. Pullover,
no,
whatever.
No, a jacket has a zipper or an opening.
Or
right?
A button. Yeah.
A jacket you put your arms into. Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. The hoodie. And what? I was going to help rep his podcast, you know what not, but I understand. I'll keep it safe.
You know who would better rep it while wearing it?
Probably John
Anik.
John Anik, yeah.
Right. I wonder how much she would want to keep it, though, if it belonged to some random person that just came by to drop something off.
Well, no, it's a cool hoodie.
Right. But what's coolest about it? That it belongs to John Anik.
Yeah.
Star bleeper.
Yep.
Shake my head.
Oh,
what do the kids say?
Oh,
SMH?
SMH, yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I know.
Shaking my head.
You know what it means.
Oh, I mean,
stop playing.
When I see it written down, I can, but when you just said it, I never heard anybody just
so,
say it.
So bad news, Tina. Yeah, good news, you get to keep it.
Yes.
But don't lose it. Don't,
I won't.
Right, just
keep it at work. Yes.
Because you never know he's going to stop by.
Okay.
Right. And then when Anik returns, then you got to give it back.
I will.
Yeah. Now, what if it belonged to Jason Anik? Would you still want to keep it?
I would still want it, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making
Big
sure you're not trying to ride.
Them.
I know you're riding a little bit, you know, that fame thing.
No, I'm not. not. You're I'm a big fan of both of them.
Yeah, the famous one.
No, I'm not. They're both famous.
Not the almost famous. Oh, really?
They're both famous.
The one is famous and the one is almost famous.
No, I'm a big fan of both the Anik brothers.
Because when we were off the air, she said
I didn't know whose it was either. I just knew they said Anik brother. I'm like, this is a cool hoodie.
Don't forget, she said Anik and Jason. And I go, they're both Aniks. They're twin brothers.
I did, yes, I didn't say John.
To John is Anik.
And then I said Jason, yes.
Yeah, we know what you said.
Oh, that is cold, though.
Yeah.
Why'd you smell it?
I didn't smell it.
You took a big whiff of it.
Yeah,
you weren't even introduced. Why are you speaking?
What'd you say? He what?
I said you weren't even introduced. Why are you speaking?
And now you have to introduce him.
No, I'm not. He can't speak.
Tell the audience, ladies and gentlemen, tell them who you're talking to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Cat.
A.K.A. Garfield, A.K.A. C-Cat in the morning.
What's with the laugh track?
It was kind of more of like an introduction, applause, a clap. Like my appearance made everyone laugh. That's what it was. Live studio audience.
That just happens. When he comes around, people just start laughing.
So instead of cheering or applause,
yeah.
he had people laughing at his introduction.
Yes. I got to do with what I have. That's how it works. Yeah.
Next to speak about our grandfather who passed away this week at this memorial service is his grandson, Christian.
Wow. Thank you for having me. You never want to like see people for the first time in a long time under these circumstances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, Aunt Peggy, you got fat.
Just cutting up.
Clearly, I'm killing today. Look at Grandpa.
Make sure you tip the pallbearers on your way out.
Tip the pallbearers on your way out?
Yeah.
All right, dude. All right. Turn your mic off. Go sit on the toilet. Turn your mic off. Go sit in the bathroom. He didn't have like applause or a crowd cheer when you introduced him, so he played applause. I mean, he played laughter. He played a laugh track. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Cat. It's so inappropriate.
But you're here pretty much the day, right? Why can't you just find an applause track?
Busy man. A lot of things going on.
Man.
Yeah, busy man. All right, busy man. Patrick Mahomes, he's another busy man. He's a businessman as well. He's going to make $100 million+ in the next calendar year. $100 million+ between what? Football and endorsement. He's going to make $1 billion from just playing football in his career. $1 billion from just playing football. Not the endorsements, not the investments, not just playing the game. Patrick Mahomes was mic'd up, as you would imagine, on Sunday. You didn't get to hear this, but now you do. Here is the audio. Talk about composure and calm and comfort. They are right there on the doorstep of winning the Super Bowl. Their second consecutive 3 and 4 years. He's going to tell the team what the play is, and then he's going to go execute it. Listen, this is actually Patrick Mahomes mic'd up on the final play call and execution that won them the Super Bowl on Sunday. Take a listen.
Hey, so got church right bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry right, yellow. Orange, 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 let's go!
13 seconds to go in the overtime.
Set. We're good, we're good!
A touchdown wins the game.
Set.
Right side touchdown! Kansas City! There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're the man. His teammates are showing him all this love, and he's just kind of running around, and then he just lays down, and he's just calm like that. He's cool like that. You didn't hear stress in his voice at the huddle. In fact, the huddle wasn't even tight when he called the play. Guys were coming to the huddle while he was just, here's what it is, Tom and Jerry Wright. You guys know the play. We scored on it twice in the Super Bowl last year. Same thing. The clock is ticking. 9, 8, 7. He takes a snap. He rolls. He sees what he likes. He tosses the ball. They win the Super Bowl. And it's just Patrick Mahomes. Just cool like that.
The play call was dope, though.
Play call was too easy last year.
Yeah.
Twice. And it was every bit as easy in this spot. They work a lot like the Dolphins with misdirection. They work a lot with sucking players into zones and identifying who's playing what pre-snap. And so that play is perfect inside the 10-yard line. That play, remember last year, there were two really easy touchdowns against the Eagles.
Yep.
And this one here looked pretty easy as well. It's a different mindset. Andy Reid and Mike McDaniel understand, how can I manipulate the defense into showing me what they are, what they're in, who's going to do what, and how can I mislead them? And so, similar to Mike McDaniel, Andy Reid has become the master of, I'm going to suck these players here, so now you've got tough decisions to make. And when you got a quarterback as calm as Patrick Mahomes, who reads and recognizes as well as he does, it's really, when they got inside the 10, you knew. Like, the Niners players knew. They're like, we're not going to survive this. We're not going to, because he's just too good at this. He's not going to be Russell Wilson throwing the ball, having it intercepted at the 1 yard line by Malcolm Butler 10 years ago.
Yeah, Mahomes has Mahomes has gotten all the necessary and justified flowers, but he simply has control of the game in every facet. You never feel like the game is out of his hands, nope. Even though there are 21 other guys on the field.
Even if he's on the bench, even if the defense is on the field. You never get the feeling, you're right.
Well, that's why I have so much respect for NFL coaches, because that is the foundation of my coaching style. And that is misdirection. Make them think one thing, right. Do something else, and then finally, eventually put them in a position to where they have no choice but to give you what you want.
Yeah, I mean, there are different philosophies, right? Belichick used to say, what do you guys do really well? Okay, great. We're going to game plan to take that away from you. Mahomes plays under the Andy Reid system. He would be great under the Mike McDaniel system as well. This idea of, we're going to take another level. We're going to go to expert level. And we're going to get, since you're able to handle it, we're going to get more specific in trying to make the defense identify what they're in, who's coming, who's not, and who's covering who, so then we can use it against you. Like, we're making you reveal your cards.
Right.
Which is a different mentality.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's brilliant football is what it is. And when you're that gifted, as they are and as he is, then you can do that. We didn't play this yesterday. We didn't want to ruin the celebration. Yesterday was a joyful day for people that had the Chiefs, that are Chiefs fans or bettors and backers. But you got to take a listen to the 49ers radio network, because they lost this game. You know, the Chiefs won it, but they also lost it. They were up 10. They had a lead in the second half. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. It was a final drive that needed to be done to force overtime. This was the Niners' game. Listen to their play-by-play team when they realize in this final moment that that their season is now over. Take a listen.
7 seconds, 6. They are going to snap it. Mahomes going to roll to his right. Throws. Touchdown. The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. Nicole Hardman. As they roll Mahomes right, Mecole Hardman is wide open. And the Chiefs win the Super Bowl back-to-back years. Another heartbreaking loss for Kyle Shanahan.
Dang it! The color commentary was dang it. And it was after letting it breathe. Tony Romo could learn a lot from whoever's on the Niners color commentary.
But I thought that was brilliant. I mean, they had just enough excitement to let you know that it was a big enough moment, but not
the moment.
Right. It was the moment, yeah. But you could tell they weren't happy.
Touchdown. Yeah. Chiefs, they win the Super Bowl. Yep. I got to give you the news.
Yeah.
It's not. You heard the Kansas City call yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, this cat is tremendous. I forget his name. Do you know the play-by-play man's name for the Niners?
I do not know.
Ken Wood, because Ken knows his stuff. He's great. The Niners play-by-play guy is tremendous. But he's also not welcome on Korean TV. Not with that energy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, not with that energy.
No, it's Homer radio.
Beef it up a little bit.
No, it's Homer radio. You're supposed to sound that way. Yeah. You're supposed to sound disappointed. You're not supposed to be joyous. First of all, it's not a spectacular play. It's a very routine play. There was nothing extraordinary, shall I say, sorry, extraordinary. That bothers me. The word extraordinary bothers me.
Why?
Because why is extraordinary the opposite of ordinary when is extraordinary the word?
So inordinary should be the word?
Yes. It was not an extraordinary play.
Okay.
It was a very, very ordinary play. It was a very ordinary throw, very ordinary catch, nothing special about it. But it ends the game, it ends the season, and you don't pick up where you left off. You might as well have gone 0-17 this year. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same. At the end of the day, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. You're not the champion. You know, if you're not first, you're last.
You just had to.
It was a 31-way tie for last place. And it was the Niners through the Carolina Panthers. Everybody else.
And they just had to work more hours than everybody else.
Is there a word that bothers you, Tina, other than work? I'm sorry, effort. Is there a word? Extraordinary always bothered me. Because extraordinary is spelled extraordinary. But extraordinary means the opposite of ordinary. Does it not?
Does it?
Think about it. Extraordinary is remarkable.
I guess you're right. You're sure. And ordinary is just... But is that the
ordinary
opposite?
Ordinary is nothing. Extraordinary should mean extraordinary.
But does ordinary just mean normal or does it mean less than normal?
Ordinary means normal.
But extra normal, extraordinary would be extra. So it...
No, extra, it's extra normal, not extra special. The word isn't special.
Right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Is there a word that bothers you? You're smart.
Wednesday shouldn't be spelled the way it's spelled.
No,
that
it shouldn't.
What bothers me? The way sugar
February?
Is.
Yep, February.
Well, it is February. We just don't
say
it right.
But you don't say it that way.
And by the way, the word is prerogative. It's not prerogative. It's prerogative. It's my prerogative.
But I'll
I saw a comedian
say it
do
way.
A bit on that.
Bobby Brown ruined the language.
Really ruined it.
And then Britney Spears perpetuated it. So Bobby Brown saying prerogative when it's prerogative.
The way sugar is spelled is foul.
Sugar? Why?
Sugar.
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 You should not be spelling sugar S-U-G-A-R.
You can't get a out of S-U?
What other words?
What about sure? S-U-R-E.
Still.
Checkmate. Oh, yeah. Checkmate. That's what I thought. What about?
I thought I was wondering. I was like, what other words start with S-U that shuh? But
did I just help you with that?
Sure. Yeah.
That's foul too.
Happy to help.
Laugh at him.
Why is it?
Oh, the laugh track.
Oh. It says applause with cheering. What did you replace on my screen with that?
That was something old. Don't worry about it.
What was it? What was in that
spot? Don't worry about it.
I think it was the Master's music.
You don't know what it was that you replaced?
No, it was the Master Music. I had to think about it for a second.
Because we're going to actually use that today. Tiger Woods has a new brand.
What?
Tiger Woods revealed.
She can't laugh for no
you
reason.
You all right?
Yeah, because you're trying to put me in a tough spot, Josh.
I'm trying to put him in a tough spot.
Trying to put me in a tough spot, Josh. Yeah. You're trying to put me. What's going on? What's he can't give
Are you
about?
Talking to me?
This is a hypothetical in my mind. The cops are here. What's going on? Why are there three police officers in that office with C-Cat? What's he giggling about? I don't know, but I think they're putting him in a tough spot. Tiger Woods has a new brand. He released the name. He released the logo. It's three words. Red, sun, day. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You saw it?
Yeah.
Red Sun
How Day. How is sun spelled?
S-U-N.
Red Sunday?
Three has meaning, particularly in Asian culture. Three words, the way it's broken down. Red, his red, you know, he always wore red on Sundays, still does. Mm. He's playing this week. We'll keep this for a little bit. Okay, maybe not at that volume. Maybe we'll fix that, C-Cat. Jesus, H. Did that burn anybody else's ears? Just my
helmet.
Okay, now what did you replace with the Masters theme? What did you put that over the top of?
MLB on ESPN.
Okay, yeah, we don't need that for a little bit. You're good like that. Tiger Woods. When you hear this, you think, like, it's springtime. It just sounds like springtime. It means opening week of baseball. It means the end of the March Madness tournament. And it means Augusta. It means... The Masters.
I hate it. I hate it. The only thing I hate worse
you hate this
than
music?
Football season is like golf season.
Why?
I don't know. It's just awful.
Why? I love when Wyatt Oldman joins the show.
Yeah, Wyatt Oldman giving scoreboard updates, leaderboard updates.
I love golf season.
Me personally, I like getting my golf game right at Kaiser University, but that's just me.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to delete your stupid applause with cheering and maybe, I don't know, lower the volume on that, we could do that.
Do you ever stop complaining, my man?
Yeah. Look, everybody, it's C-Cat. How about you put on the button bar what I tell you instead of you just assuming and putting what you want when you want? But that's literally for himself. Tina, give him the proper introduction now. Since he went to all the effort to prepare this for himself.
I didn't do this. This was done for me.
Anyways, Dave did for you even better. Tina, give him a proper introduction. He's prepared for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Kapp.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Oh, please. Please. Again?
Again. Again. Back to Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of again, they won the Super Bowl again. Third time, 4 years, back to back now. We were talking all last week about dynasties. I thought they were already a dynasty, whether they won or lost this game. Didn't matter to me. I don't remember your stance on this, Dean Thomas, but just going to six consecutive AFC championships, going to four Super Bowls out of those six, having won two of those previous, to me, they were already a dynasty. And what did you say prior to Sunday?
Yeah, I said they were a dynasty, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Tina, I don't remember your stance on this.
I think they're a dynasty.
See, Kat, I don't remember yours. Were you with me? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they are.
All right, well, guess what? Patrick Mahomes disagreed with us. He won the game on Sunday. On the field, while the confetti's falling and everybody's screaming and yelling, he's on with Tracy Wilson, and here's what he said about the idea of a dynasty.
Battling through adversity this year, getting in that moment, and making that play, that's special.
So is it a dynasty now?
Yeah, it's the start of one. We're not done. I know we're going to celebrate tonight, celebrate the Pride Wednesday, Kansas City, but we're not done. We've got a young team. We'll keep this thing going.
Go enjoy it. Congratulations.
The way that he said, yeah, he put no thought into it.
Right.
He didn't do the, you know, I got to think about what I say. I got to be careful how I represent this. You know, Tom Brady would have waited 5 seconds. Well, you know, that's a good question. It's not for me to decide. He just blurted out, yeah, like immediately. Like, is this a done? Yeah. And then he was like,
yeah,
oh,
then he here we go. And he followed up on that.
He said the start of one.
Right.
And I thought that was brilliant because it felt authentic. It felt genuine. This is the moment where the emotions are real. And guys say things that maybe they shouldn't or they don't realize. They black out. And then later on, they look back and go, oh, my God. Like I said that. That's where I went. I love that he immediately said, yeah, and said the start of one. And it wasn't a rehearsed kind of a coach speak, golly gee, shucks kind of a deal. I love that mentality of we're just getting, bro, you won three Super Bowls in 4 years. Okay? Not a lot of teams have done that. You're the first team to go back-to-back in 20 years. Not a lot of teams have done that either. And he's talking about the start of one. I love that mentality.
You built a big career off of dissecting what people say. I think they don't. I didn't think Pat Mahomes thought about what he just said.
He didn't at all.
Like, it was just whatever. Yep. It was just kind of just let it all spill. Well, I mean, if there was a time to say whatever you want, that's the time.
And he's being honest. That's the thing. Because when you don't have time to think, then you can't sugarcoat or twist or coach speak or QB speak or Tom Brady it. Instead, you just answer, yeah, start of one. I loved that.
Well, that's the one thing that we know about him is that in moments, he knows how to be in the moment.
Right.
And how to handle a moment. Like, as the quarterback, like, that's what he does best. And answering questions is just a reflection of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question that he had no problem. He didn't think about it. He didn't need to think about it. He was honest. He said, yeah. And then he said the start of one. And the way he said the start of one is, like, genuine. It's saying that I would like to do this a whole lot more. Like, we're just getting started. Not one of those LeBron James rehearsed. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. That was very canned. That was very LeBron. That was very, he practiced that in the shower. He practiced that in the ride in the limo over to the arena. Not three, not four, not five. The whole time he did that, you look over and you got Pat Riley rolling his eyes and crossing his arms and saying, shut up. Don't say that. You idiot. What are you doing? Pat Mahomes, yeah, the start of one. He thinks, like in his mind, like, okay, none of that matters. Let's go get one next year.
So that's what I'm saying.
Start of one.
And that's how you know he's the ultimate competitor.
Love it.
Because he realizes that when this is over, tomorrow's a new day.
Correct.
It's a fresh start. Let's do this again.
Correct. And there's nowhere to go from that. You can't continue on. The Niners can't pick up where they left off, and neither can the Chiefs.
Right.
And next year, it's going to be even harder. You know how I know that? Because in the history of the National Football League, no one has ever won three consecutive. No one. They do it in baseball. They do it in hockey. They do it in basketball. In North America, no one has ever won three consecutive professional football championships in the Super Bowl era, which now is 58 years in. So, Tina, question for you. I know you're on the hot seat right now. What's the matter?
I don't like being on the hot seat.
Why not? It's fun, isn't it?
Don't worry, I got your back. If whatever it is, just peek over
Oh, you got my
me.
Back today?
Just peek over
You're on
me.
My side today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but not if you acting like that. Wow. Oh, my God.
What's all that about? Yeah.
Yesterday.
Wow.
That was yesterday. See, you definitely could tell you know Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes would have forgot about that.
Wow. She found a dude's hoodie. Now she's all brand new. She got John Anik's hoodie on the back of her chair. Now she's acting all brand new.
Uh-huh. A new one, yeah.
Alba's wife pulls up here, parks right in the middle of the street, walks in here, snatches it off the back of your chair, and slaps you across the face.
Bye.
What's if Anik's wife just double parked right in the middle of the street, walked up, snatched the hoodie off the back of Tina's chair, slapped her across the face, and didn't say a word, just pointed her finger in Tina's face.
Hey, this makes perfect sense of why she made sure that I closed the door all the way. She was like, make sure that door is locked.
He left the front door wide open.
No, I didn't. She was like, yo, but make sure that wife door don't show up. She was expecting Anik's wife.
What if Anik's wife showed up here and started pulling extensions out of your head?
No.
See, again, why are you laughing?
Because it'd all be on camera.
Too. Yeah.
It'd all be here.
Oh, that's right. We're on YouTube right now.
Yeah, we are.
You want to watch us clown around for another hour and a half on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play. You can watch the show live in its entirety. All right, Tina, back to you.
Hot seat.
This was Super Bowl LVIII, right?
Yep.
LVIII. It means 58.
Yes.
What will be the Roman numerals for next year's Super Bowl? What will be the Roman numerals for next year's Super Bowl? C-Cat right now is thinking about it, too. Look at it.
Yeah.
Is it L-I-V?
L-I-V?
No, they already did live.
We already did live.
They
right.
did live.
Yeah, that was...
I think I know what it is.
54. That was in Miami.
No way it's I-I-I-I.
Who are you, Speedy Gonzalez? Oh, what's happening now? Andale, andale, mama, ea, ea.
Is it L-I-X?
Is it what?
L-I-X?
L-I-X.
I don't know Roman numerals.
What would L-I-X be?
Licks?
Be 59.
Oh, right. Yes.
59. There you go. Yeah, be 59. Good job, Tina. Well,
nice.
And you were worried about that.
I was.
C-Cat looked at me like, is it right? Is she right?
Oh, no, I was doing the process in my head, too. I knew she got it right.
L is 50, I is 1, X is 10. But when you get to 9, you put the 1 in front of the next thing. It was L-I-V because it was 55 with the I in front of it means 54.
Yes.
And then the next year was L-V. Super Bowl L-V should have been in Las Vegas. That's where the NFL messed up. Notice that?
Yep.
But notice that LIV was in Miami. Mm-hmm. They got that one right.
Yeah, they did get that one right, yeah.
Even though the UFC screwed up 305.
They screwed up 305.
How's UFC 305 not in Miami? I told Anik that. He's like, you're right. I said, call Dana right now.
And they screwed that up with the 209, too.
Should have been in Stockton, California.
That's right.
Is there an arena in Stockton, California?
Random.
Sacramento?
Yeah, they could have did it in Sacramento.
Could have done Sacramento. All right. Congratulations, Patrick Mahomes. Great answer, by the way. Great answer on the start of a dynasty. Coming up, C-Cat, our producer, Christian Cat. You know, the guy that when we mention his name, it just goes like this. It's amazing. Hey. Huh? How about that? It's unbelievable. All I said was C-Cat. All right, take it easy. Take it easy, everybody. Take it easy. C-Cat did what with old people this past weekend? He really is an old soul. He really is. Tina's excited about this. Tina wants all the details.
Yeah.
I don't know the details, but we're going to hear about the old soul C-Cat with what he did with the senior citizens this past weekend. Plus, the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he revealed that his girl, the mother of his children, she's apparently into something. It's a little rough.
What?
She's into some of this rough stuff. I told you, he's very different publicly now with what he tells the media, etc. You'll hear what he said coming up next. First, though, Gardens Mall, PGA Boulevard, Palm Beach Gardens. Tina, tell them all about it.
Anything and everything you need is at the Gardens Mall. You need clothes. You need furniture for your home. You want a little quick bite to eat. You want to go out to eat to a restaurant. Anything you need, you can get at the Gardens Mall, all under one roof off I-95 and PGA Boulevard, just 1 mile east. Everything you need, right there. My go-to spot if I need to get some new athletic clothes, if I need new shoes, and again, just whatever.
You don't buy athletic clothes. You just keep John Anik stuff he leaves behind.
That's just one hoodie, and it's going to stay here. All my clothes at home are from the Gardens
Mall.
I'm
going to DM his wife right now.
Yep. Can you stop?
Come up here.
Don't try to get me in trouble. I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to protect
the hoodie.
Talking
smack on the air.
She can fight,
I'm protecting
the
hoodie.
She can fight.
Dean taught me some moves. That's not the point. We're talking about TikTok. The spot.
What are you guys gonna have a TikTok dance off?
We could do that.
Gardens Mall.
Yes, thank you. The Gardens Mall, I-95, PGA Boulevard, the premier shopping destination in Palm Beach County.
Thank you, Tina. We come back. C-Cat, the old soul, the old man. What did he do with senior citizens this past weekend? We'll find out next. It is the home team for the ride home on ESPN 106.3.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks. Listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
When she isn't stealing people's clothing, celebrity stalking, or defending herself and her hair and herself from angry wives, she's preparing the outfits to go to the St. Lucie County Fair. Do you know what you're going to eat yet? Do you know what
everything,
we're
going to
eat yet?
Everything.
Because I'm going
around
with
a little
you.
Bit of everything.
I want to get deep
a chocolate fried, frozen banana on a stick.
Yeah, for sure. I want to get deep fried candy bars.
Okay.
Deep fried Snickers bar. You ever have a deep fried Snickers bar?
I never had that, but it
I thought you were
good.
The fry daddy.
I was. I still got my deep fryer.
Well, let's
I
gotta
go. Break it out.
You should set up shop at St. Louis County Fair.
I should.
You know how huge that would be for you? Fry Daddy, Dean Thomas. Like, first of all, that's your county.
That is my county. That is my people out there.
In St. Lucie County, those people think Dean and I are both famous. They get excited. People in St. Lucie County get excited to meet us, and, like, they want pictures with us at gas stations and on the street. It's crazy. Like, we're
yeah,
famous.
I know. It's wild out there. And I can't really show my face.
Further south you travel, the less famous they think we are.
Yeah.
They get excited about both of us, St. Lucie County. Martin County, still pretty excited. Palm Beach County, not as much. Right. Broward County. Well, Dade.
Dade. I got warrants.
No hablas. Yeah. And he got warrants. Tina, you were saying.
The St. Lucie County Fair, where, yes, we will be going. It is the 59th annual year. It is the biggest event on the Treasure Coast. Friday, February 23rd till Sunday, March 3rd. 10 days of pure fun for the whole family. They've got grown-up experiences like the new beer garden, fire pits, and a family fun zone, plus 17 free ground attractions, wide open rodeo, livestock shows, and crash demolition derby. There's over 100 free things to see and do. Take advantage of the Mega Pass that gets you entry and a limited ride every day of the fair for just $90. All the fun starts on Friday, February 23rd, and again goes until March 3rd, 10 days. Get your tickets at stluciecountyfair.org.
The old Mega Pass.
Mega Pass.
Didn't you get told when you asked that pretty girl to prom, didn't she take a Mega Pass?
She's like, Mega Pass.
That's a Mega Pass for me, dog. It's a Mega Pass for me. C-Cat is the star of the show, in case you guys didn't know. Christian Cat, producer of the home team. Or is Dean... Dude, you got to stop with that.
The mention of the name. I'm not doing it. They're cheering.
They're
cheering, right. Dean, you... now you made me lose my train of thought. Damn it. Where was I going right there?
I can't remember.
C-Cat's the star of the show.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
You said C-Cat's the star
of
the
show. Oh, I was joking about that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I was going to say, that didn't sound right.
Yeah, no. I said he's the producer of this show. But as Dean said yesterday, he's all real producer. Who's the producer of the show?
No, what I was trying to say was just a person whose only job was to produce the show.
Right. That's what you're trying to say.
But you didn't say that.
No.
I didn't have enough time to get all the words out. Like, it was just...
I just wasn't there, and you were just saying that.
Yeah. What he said was, man, it's so nice to have a real producer.
Uh-huh.
And then we all left.
No.
It was like five of us. We all high-fived. People from sales and marketing.
Yeah,
they
were like, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, must be.
Yeah, y'all had a good time with that.
And then Tina started walking over and went, shh.
She's coming.
Like when they was going to kill Karen in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
When he's like, go in the store over there, right there around the corner there. And the guy's like, shh, hold on. She's like, no, I'm good, Jimmy. I'll come back. Here is C-Cat to tell us what he did with old people this past weekend. Old people, C-Cat, sounds like a match made in heaven. Because you may be 25.
Yeah.
But you're the oldest member of this show. It's not even close.
No doubt.
You're still sore from it, yeah.
Your domestic life... The language and terminology you use. You tell people to scram. You say things like peachy keen.
I have no idea where he gets that from.
He's an old soul. He's an old man. inside the body of a 38-year-old who's only 25.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's the weird part. Like,
the weird part
none
is...
none of it matches.
Mentally, he's 84. Physically, he's 38. And then genetically, he's 25.
Yeah.
So it's the worst of all worlds. Story time. Edition one today is being presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall. Anajar and Levine, they will fight for you. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. Okay? Don't get just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine and the Anajar and Levine difference. Consultation's absolutely free. Remember, you don't pay anything unless you get paid. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Take back control of your life. Once upon a time, C-Cat went to the west coast of Florida, Super Bowl weekend, to go do what with senior citizens?
So not just the west coast of Florida, but it was Marco Island. And Marco Island is essentially one big retirement community on an island.
When someone says Marco, do you want a yellow polo? Do you like suppress the feeling?
Oh, that is, yeah, that's
do you feel them?
I feel it.
So when he says Marco Island, I want to say polo.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the janitor in high school, and my high school's name was Marco. He was this Puerto Rican dude with a big fro and thick glasses. And if you gave him $2, he would buy you beer.
Really?
Wow.
And he drove around in a powder blue Ford Tempo. And you always knew because they had one headlight.
Yo.
And we're like, wow, you'd think for a janitor, you know, who's buying beer for 15-year-old kids for $2 a pop, you might want to, you know, fix that headlight so you don't get pulled over for that.
What I want to know is how old do you think he was?
Marco the janitor?
Yeah.
Oh, at the time?
Yeah, at
the
time.
It felt like ancient.
That's what I'm saying.
He's probably like... probably like 30.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how old was he really?
We thought 65. He was probably 29.
Right. Yeah.
Marco the janitor from Puerto Rico. And again, if you're like, Marco, we need a case of that. So he would go and get the, but his service fee was $2. So he was the original Uber Eats. He was the original Drizzly. Marco invented Drizzly, except for underage children.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, back to you, CK.
Went to Marco Island this weekend.
Hello.
Grew up. Me and my Aunt Julie and Uncle Todd, we would always have the Super Bowl party at their house. That was a tradition in New York. We'd always go to their place to watch the Super Bowl. They'd have the games,
Uncle
the boxes.
Who and Aunt Julie?
Uncle Todd.
Uncle Todd and Aunt Julie.
Aunt Julie.
And Todd we trust.
So I decided to revive this tradition and drive on over to Marco Island and spend the Super Bowl with them.
And it was you and your girlfriend?
Just me.
Oh, wow.
My grandma was also down there. She spends a couple of weeks down with them come this time of year because she still lives
in New York. Your grandmother smokes cigarettes?
No.
Damn it.
No.
The image I have is that she smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
And she has oxygen under her nose. And she has a voice like this.
Well, are you thinking of Always Sunny? You ever watch Always Sunny?
I do not watch it.
Okay. Well, Charlie's mom is exactly who you're describing.
Yeah. No, I'm just envisioning like every mother from every season of Love After Lockup, which is my new reality show that I'm so ashamed to watch. Do you not watch Love After Lockup?
No, but I have before.
Oh my God, it's so
terrible.
I've
never even heard of it.
It's the only reality show involving love and couples where I root against everybody. I hope that everyone gets hurt.
Oh, really?
I hope the prisoners relapse and go back to prison. I hope that the people on the outside get jobbed and screwed out of all their money and happiness. I root against all, they're all miserable people. Anyway, back to you and Uncle Todd.
So when I get to Marco Island, they kind of give me the rundown. I got there early on Saturday. We went on the boat that day. And then after the boat, they said,
is it a pontoon boat?
No.
Damn it.
It was like, got softball practice tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Want to come? And I said, sure. I would love to.
Yeah, because you're like Mr. College Baseball player guy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You batted 151.
Hold on, you play college baseball?
Uh-huh. 1 year. Penn State, Hazleton.
You did not.
Did you hear the way he said Hazleton?
Oh, yeah.
He went Penn State. Hazleton.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like Division III baseball?
It's the worst division possible. Yes.
It ain't even a division.
It's so bad.
So
higher up in the lineup in college than I was in high school.
But we found out last week that he batted like 152.
Yep. .152.
In the lowest form of baseball, college baseball. Meanwhile, other dudes were batting 980, 960. Go ahead, buddy.
So they invite me to play softball. Not a game. They had a game on Monday. Couldn't make it for the game. But you know what? I'm going to help out. I was playing a little bit of first base, playing batting practice. Ran some drills, some cutoffs, and I was the guy that was kind of help running the show there with my Uncle Todd. Uncle Todd is the skip. He's the manager. They answered to Uncle Todd.
Oh, wow.
So I was his deputy below him.
All right. All right.
And I played very well. I looked really good. And they were all going to be complimentary.
Of course. It's slow pitch softball, beer league softball.
70 plus softball.
It's 70 year olds at minimum.
Uh huh.
So you fit in with all the terminology.
Yeah. I was a superstar, man.
No, but I'm saying with terminology and vernacular.
Uh huh.
Like, you.
Scram.
Yeah. You said, now we're cooking with gas.
Essentially, man, I was right at home in that community.
Did they feel like you were one of them?
I think so.
They didn't feel like, oh, that's Todd's nephew.
I was just the superstar on the softball practice. I wasn't Todd's nephew. I was one of them.
You talk
they
like them.
They just thought he had Benjamin Button disease. That's right. Yeah.
Well, he talks like them. He kind of thinks like them. He dresses like them. So he's one of them. He just looks very youthful.
I was wearing my cargo shorts and a t-shirt.
There you go.
I had my crates on.
The only people I know still wearing cargo shorts, 70 and above. It's perfect.
That's terrible. You go out there and show out in front of old people.
Yeah. I played so well, man. Like, I'm gonna put the cleats back on. That rejuvenated my love.
So here again, oh, we talk about how C-Cat is a sitcom character. He's now going to get a fake ID from China. You know, like other kids are getting them when they're 18. When they go to college, they can get into bars. He's going to get a fake ID that says he's 70 so he can play 70 and above softball leagues or 60 and above softball leagues.
On Uncle Todd's team.
Right. So because that's where he excels.
Yeah.
Because if he plays against people who are 25.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. So
a lot of drama in that league, too. There was a team that lost their sponsor because they were too rowdy at the restaurant after a big win. They were yelling at waiters. Uh-huh.
Who's the sponsor? Funeral home?
I think it
too rowdy after
a Dockside Cafe. Yeah, they drank too much the night after, and they pulled their sponsorship. They took the jerseys back.
Wow!
They
took wow. So what did they wear? Just white t-shirts.
Mm-hmm, they were matching color. Yep.
How embarrassing!
Did you get a t-shirt at least to like bring back home?
No, it was a one-time thing.
What's the name of your team?
The Mangoes.
Yeah, you the are mangoes? A mango. Yeah. Yeah, you're a mango. That makes perfect sense. When we come back, Dean Thomas claims that having a son has, quote, finally paid off. If Dean's 18-year-old son is listening or watching on YouTube up there where he goes to college at USF in Tampa, I imagine he can't wait to hear how now his birth finally has paid off for Dean after 18 years.
I stuck it out. Finally
paid off for you. So glad to hear that, Dean. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Ice bod. I didn't say nice bod.
Ice bod.
I said ice bod. That's what I'm talking to Dean about. That's how he recovers now.
That's right,
after
because I work out from doing jiu-jitsu, fighting, whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm sore.
You still go to the gym?
I still go to the gym.
You should try and go when they're open.
Yeah. No, I go to the gym. I put in work. I tell you that. And I'm sore. And the easiest way for me to recover is with Ice Bod Active. It is wearable cryotherapy. The first of its kind. It's form-fitting compression shorts and shirts and pants, and you put the ice cold gel packs in there, you put it in and chill, you go watch TV, you can do whatever it is that you got to do just wearing it. Wearable cryotherapy, genius.
That's a
great. Get yours
idea.
From icebodactive.com. You can use the coupon code ESPN1063, get 20% off of your first purchase. Trust me, I use it, it works. It's good for you. Go to icebodactive.com and get yours.
Speaking of words that people ruined for others, who ruined coupon and started calling it a coupon? Because everyone refers to them as coupons, but it's not a Q. It's COU. COU. Coup. Two-door car. Coup. Like overthrowing coupon. Government. COU is COU, not Q.
Coupon.
But who was the first person that did it?
I don't know.
C-Cat.
It wasn't me.
I mean, it wasn't like prerogative ruined by Bobby Brown.
Right. We know that. There's evidence of that.
Who ruined coupon, start calling it a coupon? Probably Lionel Richie or somebody. Had to be. The home team on ESPN 106.3.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3. Fueled by Celsius. Essential energy drinks. You're listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
JC and the HT on the ride home, and we are live on ESPN 106.3. Remember, you can listen on any smart speaker, any connected device. You just tell it. Play ESPN West Palm. We stream live just like that. And also, now we are up and running with the live television broadcasts of our shows. On our ESPN West Palm Play channel, just go to YouTube, punch in ESPN West Palm, hit subscribe, and then you can watch us live on TV. In fact, the cameras will be running when John Ennick's wife shows up and slaps the teeth out of Tina's mouth.
I can't wait to see that.
Let's not.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, we don't want
that'd
that.
Be bad. You better keep your energy up. Might be time to crack open a can of Celsius. See what I did there? A little product placement?
Yeah, good.
Good job, good job.
Thank you.
Well, Celsius, it gives me all the energy that I need to wake up early at 4:30, get that 5:15 workout in, and to just keep me going through the day. It also just gives me all the good vibes if I'm just hanging out with friends or just doing some activities, whatever I'm doing throughout the day. Celsius, my go-to energy drink. They have so many different flavors, but I really love the on-the-go powder sticks. Dragon fruit lime is my favorite. You just put it in some water and it's ready to go wherever, whenever you want. Celsius, get it at your local retailer. Essential energy drinks.
We love awesome Celsius.
Love
Dean
it.
Thomas has an 18-year-old son who turns 19 in August.
Wow. I can't believe that.
That's crazy. You texted this morning and said that having a son finally paid off, which is very hurtful to him.
Yeah.
Because it means he hasn't made you proud or proved his worth and value anywhere along the way until today.
He's such a good kid, too.
Well, he's a good kid, you know what I'm saying? I give him that, you know what I'm saying? But today, so I was back up in the pizzle and I, you know, went through the old little stomping
grounds. Why is he taller than you? He's so much taller than you.
That's his hair.
And he's so smooth, too.
I don't know. You know, he do his thing.
He's a good looking kid.
Yeah,
I mean, you're a very handsome guy, but he's on another level.
Yeah, but, you know, he's younger than I am, so.
You don't say.
Well, yeah.
You don't say. That's weird.
Yeah.
Considering you're his father, and you guys came up together.
Yeah, we came up together, you know what I'm saying? We did a lot together, you know what I'm saying? We came up together.
Came up together. Yeah, done come up together.
Yeah, right. So I was back at the old stomping grounds, and I was in his old room.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked in the closet, and I saw a rack.
BJ Penn posters.
No, I saw he had a rack hanging up in the closet.
$1,000?
No, sneakers.
Oh, you said
a
rack.
I said a whole rack of sneakers just lined up of like Air Max and like all these cool sneakers. And I was like, yo.
You didn't know he had those?
I thought he went away to college and he took all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I looked and I said, man.
Did you buy any of those shoes?
Well, some of them, but his aunt his aunt used to get him like the expensive ones. You know, I get him the little cheap ones. You know, but
his she, aunt actually, would, she actually
would invest.
Him.
She would invest in like the good ones.
She actually cares about them.
Yeah. So then I said, yo. And so then I said, man, these things gonna fit me. And I put on and I'm rocking them right now. I got the rainbow color.
Yes, you do.
Air Max on.
Hold up to the camera.
Yeah, hold on
to the camera.
Can you lift your leg?
I want to watch you tear your Achilles. There you go. And by the way, nice legs today, too.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying?
You barely got pants on.
You look like that one cop from Reno 911.
Well, you know, that's the end thing now is to show off your little thighs.
Is it?
Yeah, well, that's what Stone Labanowitz told me.
How come yours are so ashy, though?
That's my knees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to show out.
I just figured you were playing beach volleyball. You haven't been near the beach?
I haven't been near a beach. Yeah. I haven't been doing pizza dough, neither.
You ain't been near the beach? The dough or lotion, apparently. Did you tell your son you're wearing his shoes?
Yeah, I told him.
And was he cool with it?
Yeah, he was like, man, whatever. I ain't want them anyway.
Oh, so he's cool with it?
He's cool with it.
That's important. But you told him. You didn't ask him.
Yeah, I told
Notice
him.
Notice that,
I
Tina?
I told
him.
Figures. Coming up, when we return, it's the Cocktail Hour. Which rumored sports media couple just got shut down as a friend zone situation? This might have been a little bit brash, to be honest with you. And plus, speaking of friend zone, we're going to take a listen to one of the most painful examples we've ever heard live on air. Yeah, I feel bad for this cat. That's all I'm going to say. Hour 2, the home team, next. ESPN 106.3.